This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois and by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield.
Crop insurance has become an important piece of the puzzle for today's farms. So why not let the professionals at Farm Credit Services of Illinois show you how crop insurance can be a good fit for your operation? Learn the ins and outs about today's coverage plans, acceptable replant options, and preventative planting guidelines. Plus the latest information on changes to the federal crop insurance program. You get up-to-date information on your policy coverage, delivered by professionals who know farming and the benefits crop insurance can provide. There's a lot to know about crop insurance, and Farm Credit delivers the best value for your premium dollar. For information on crop insurance coverage for your farm, call us today at 800-444-FARM. That's 800-444-FARM. Crop insurance through Farm Credit of Illinois. It's a good fit.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Right now, get $100 back on every Firestone brand radial tractor tire you buy on up to 8 tires. Rebate ends April 13, 2013. Restrictions apply. Call your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer for details. Promotion card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC.
Firestone, the leader in the field.
Don't miss the radial tractor tire rebate at Taylor Tire and Auto in Litchfield.
And first of all, on the Farm Show on this Monday morning in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat now trading at 769 and three quarter, up 4 3/4. May wheat trading at 777 and a half, up 4 1/4. March corn now trading at 738 and three quarter, up 2 3/4. May corn trading at 740 and a quarter, up 2 1/2. March soybeans now trading at 1487 and a quarter, up 13. May beans trading at 1479, up 13 and a half. In trading on the Chicago Board of Trade from last week, March wheat ended at 765. That was down 14 and a half. May wheat ended at 773 and a quarter, down 14 and 3/4. July wheat ended at 778 and a quarter, down 15. March corn on Friday ended at 736, down 4 1/2. May corn ended at 737 and 3/4, down 4 1/4. July corn ended at 728 and 3/4, down 4 1/2. March soybeans on Friday ended at 1474 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. May beans ended at 1465 and a half, up 5 3/4. July beans ended at 1455 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. March oats ended at 359 and a quarter, down 3/4. May oats ended at 365 and 3/4, down 1 1/4. March soybean meal Friday ended at 428.20, up 18. May meal ended at 425.10, up 20. July meal ended at 419.40, up 22. March soybean oil on Friday ended at 52.99, up 13. May oil ended at 53.41, up 13. July oil ended at 53.70, up 14. Right now we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for a recap of the cash livestock markets, the cash grain markets.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Friday afternoon, with corn and wheat values lower and soybeans mostly higher. Fund and technical selling at the Porter Trade did help to push wheat futures lower on Friday. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 3 to 6 cents lower at 725 to 741, while soybean bids ended mixed at 1448 to 1467. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids a nickel lower at 735 to 751, but soybeans were up 3 to 7 cents at 1481 to 1493. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids dropped 4 to 5 cents at 725 to 761. Soybeans ended mixed, ranging from 1476 to 1502, and wheat prices dropped 10 to 12 cents at 760 to 780. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids gained 5 to 6 cents at 1498 to 1514, while basis ended steady to a penny lower, ranging from 24 to 40 over the March. Hypro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis increased $1.80 a ton, up to $438.20 to $447.20. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids down 2 to 5 cents at 751 to 766, with basis ending steady to 3 cents stronger, range from 15 to 30 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 4 cents lower at 740 to 742, with basis gaining 1 to 4 cents, ranging from 4 to 6 over the March. Soybeans gained 6 to 7 cents, ranging from 1491 to 1496, with basis steady to a penny stronger at 17 to 22 over the March. And new crop wheat bids for July 13 delivery dropped 15 to 18 cents at 750 to 768, with basis ending steady to 3 cents lower at 28 to 10 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids a nickel lower at 743 to 745. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 5 cents with quotations at 1505 to 1507. Soft wheat down 15 cents at 789 to 790, and the Milo ended 5 cents lower at 730 to 731. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Bids from country elevators to producers for new crop corn range from 550 up to 562. New crop beans at 1288 to 1298. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 555 to 568, new crop beans at 1291 to 1312, and in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 550 up to 577, new crop beans at 1298 to 1318, and the new crop wheat for July 13 delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from 728 up to 760. That is our country grain report for Friday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Livestock futures on the Chicago Board of Trade Friday, February hogs ended at 87.65, up a nickel. April hogs ended at 88.75, down 60. May hogs ended at 96.60, up 22. February cattle on Friday ended at 127.10, down 52. April cattle 132.17, down 62. June cattle ended at 127.75, down 55. March feeder cattle Friday 149.20, down 35. April feeders 152.12, down 45. May feeders 154.70, down 32. Once again, we take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
Thank you, and this is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, barrels and gilts on a carcass basis traded $1.78 higher, and calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded in the range of $79 to $90.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $85.91. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded mostly steady to weak, with light to moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings. Starting with the U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds, they were bringing 35 to 39, the 4 to 5 weights at 36 to 42, and the 5 to 550 weights 42 to 44. The 550 weights and up were bringing 43 to 46. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points traded mostly $2 to $3 higher, ranging from 57 to 61. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 10,131 head. Now on to the walnut livestock sales. For January 31st, they had receipts of 245 head. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were bringing 125 to 128.75, and choice slaughter Holstein steers at 114 to 115. Choice slaughter heifers at 125.75 to 128. Now at the Fairview Special Feeder Cattle Sale that was held on the 31st, they had receipts of 1,007 head. Trade was active with good demand, especially on the load lots that had been weaned and had two or three rounds of vaccinations. Starting with the feeder steers, medium and large, 4 to 5 weights, bringing 179 to 189, with fancies bringing 191 to 192. The 5 to 6 weight steers were bringing 150 to 169, and the fancies at 177 to 179.50. at 6 and 7 weights were 142 to 154, and the fancies at 155.50 to 156.25. Now the feeder heifers, large ones, starting with the 4 and 5 weights, ranging 182 to 192, the 6 to 7 weights at 140 to 146, the 7 to 8 weights at 134 to 145, and some fancies at that weight, bringing 153 to 155. The 8 and 900 pounders were bringing 130.50 to 132. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded 124 to 127.50, with steers on a carcass basis at 200 to 201. Heifers on a live basis were trading at 125 to 126, with heifers on a dress basis at 200. Now from the National Carlot Pork Report, trading was moderate with light demand and moderate offerings, only 48 loads traded, and the calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $86.81, which is $1.77 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses were at $182.56, which was $2.76 lower, and with select carcasses at $178.62, which was $1.63 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection for Thursday, cattle slaughter was estimated at 122,000, compared to 122,000 for last week and 105,000 for a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 417,000, compared to 415,000 last week and 398,000 a year ago. That concludes our report. This is Bob Reese with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange from Friday for butter, $155.50 unchanged. For block cheese, $164.50 unchanged. For barrel cheese, $154.25 up $1. And the spot price for Class 3 milk ending Friday, $17.20. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for February, $7.48. For March, $7.50. Corn delivered to Scottville for February, $7.40. For March, $7.42. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for February, $14.80. And for March, $14.77. And wheat delivered to Scottville for February, $7.61. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again, corn at Greenfield, $7.48, corn at Scottville, $7.40. Beans at Greenfield or Scottville, $14.80, and wheat at Scottville, $7.61. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you this morning by Taylor Tire and Auto on Tyler Avenue, Litchfield, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. It's 6:22, color radar showing scattered light rain and snow south of Route 16, moving slowly to the east. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company.
Hi, I'm Kristen Treese with M&M Service Company. Up until recently, the words convenient and financing didn't mix, but the FS AgriFinance program has changed that. FS AgriFinance enables you to secure financing through M&M Service Company for all your farming input needs. So not only do you save time, but your production needs and financial plans are all handled by people who understand your business the way you do. Ask about FS AgriFinance from M&M Service Company today. It's custom financing at your convenience.
Cloudy skies across mid-Illinois for your Monday. A slight chance of rain or snow. High temperatures in the upper 30s and light southwest winds. Tonight, cloudy skies, low temperatures in the low 20s. For tomorrow, Tuesday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 40s. Your extended forecast for Wednesday through Friday, partly cloudy skies, a chance of rain Thursday. Low temperatures in the upper 20s. High temperatures in the mid-40s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 10 miles per hour, the barometric pressure falling. We have cloudy skies, 31 degrees on this Monday morning. This check of color radar weather brought to you by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield. First of all, in our farm news today, the Illinois Pork Expo will be held beginning tomorrow. Here's Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association.
February 5th and 6th at the Peoria Civic Center, we've got a jam-packed agenda for everything going on in the pork industry, something for anyone involved in the pork industry. We start on Tuesday, February 5th with our annual meeting at 10 o'clock, and we'll have delegates coming in from across the state to discuss current issues and elect board members and kind of take care of some business meeting there at first. And then the trade show will kick off at noon on Tuesday, February 5th, and run until 6 o'clock that day. We'll also be having some auctions going on in the afternoon, and then we have our awards banquet that evening. And then on Wednesday, February 6th, all of our seminars are scheduled to be on Wednesday, February 6th. We've got a great lineup again this year of educational seminars ranging from topics such as reducing feed costs, ways to utilize hog manure, some ways to work on wean-to-finish management. And then in the afternoon, we've got a special roundtable, market outlook roundtable, where we've got three market analysts from across the country that will be coming in looking at corn and soybean meal and hogs and looking at those commodities and what they can produce, farmers can expect here in 2013 and ways that they can manage their risk for those items. So that would even appeal to some grain farmers as well as pork producers. Also on Wednesday, February 6th, we'll have seminars for show pig and purebred breeders as well as swine youth exhibitors that will be going on February 6th as well. So a lot of things going on at the expo, and encourage folks to take the time to come up. I think we will definitely find something of relevance to their farm. They can register online at ilpork.com, or they can register on site. It's $10 to get them into the trade show and see all the seminars that will be going on. So a lot of things going on. We encourage folks to go to our website, ilpork.com, for more information.
How many different vendors will you have at your trade show?
Yes, this year we've got about 125 booths that will be represented. The trade show will be open on Wednesday. I forgot to mention that, from 8 to 4 as well. So we've got exhibitors coming in from all across the country. So it's really the place for folks to see the latest and greatest in the pork industry has to offer for products and services, and really a chance for pork producers to talk with folks from around the country in the pork industry and get a lot of questions answered, see some new products. It's really a great opportunity to do that and take in some educational seminars. There's a lot of things going on that producers can find value in.
And that was Tim Mayers of the Illinois Pork Producers Association. Here's an update of the area livestock markets from last week. First of all, we'll join Jerry Milberg of the Illinois Department of Agriculture for a report from the Greenville Livestock Auction.
Receipts for the auction on Wednesday totaled 718 head, and compared to last week, the slaughter steers and heifers traded $2 to $2.50 higher. Slaughter Holstein steers traded $1.50 to $2 higher, while the slaughter cows and slaughter bulls traded $1 higher. Feeder cattle were unevenly steady. Choice slaughter steers range from $123.50 up to $130. Select and choice steers at $118 to $123.50. Choice slaughter Holstein steers range from $112 to $115. Select and choice Holsteins at $102 to $112.50, and some select Holstein steers at $100 to $102. Choice slaughter heifers range from $123.50 up to $130. Some slaughter heifers, choice threes and fours, range from $121 to $123.50, and some select and choice heifers range from $120 up to $123. Slaughter cows, premium type, average dressing traded at $90. Boning cows, average dressing at $79 to $80.50. High dressing at $83 to $85, and low dressing boning cows at $65 to $72. Lean cows, average dressing at $67 to $71.50, with some low dressing lean cows at $55 to $66. Slaughter bulls under 1,500 pounds, average dressing at $91.50, low dressing at $80, and some yield grade 1. Slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds, average dressing at $90 to $93, high dressing at $97, and low dressing at $80. Feeder steers, medium to large 1, 6 weights range from $131 up to $142, 7 weight steers at $130 up to $135. Feeder Holstein steers, large grade 3s, 4 weights at $102 up to $114, and some 5-weight Holsteins at $104 to $108.50, and some 6 weights at $95 to $96. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, three weights at 151 up to 156.50. Four weight heifers at 146 up to 154. Five weight heifers range from 128 to 145. Six weight heifers at 120 up to 134. Seven weight heifers at 119 to 126. And some eight weight heifers at 127. That concludes our recap of the Greenville Livestock Auction on Wednesday, January the 30th.
Now, once again, we join Jerry Milberg with a recap of the United Producers Market at Shelbyville.
Receipts for the auction totaled 405 head, and compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers traded $3.50 to $4 higher, slaughter Holstein steers $4 higher, and slaughter cows traded unevenly steady, while the slaughter bulls did trade steady, and feeder cattle mostly $5 to $10 higher. Choice slaughter steers range from 125 to 132.75. Select and choice slaughter steers at 110 up to 124. Choice slaughter Holstein steers at 115 to 121. Select and choice Holstein steers range from 107 to 113. Choice slaughter heifers at 123 to 130.75. And the select and choice heifers range from 115.50 up to 124. Slaughter cows premium type average dressing range from 90 to 97. Breaking cows average dressing at 89.50. Boning cows average dressing at 80 to 85 with some high dressing at 86 to 89 and some low dressing boning cows at $75 to $79. Lean cows average dressing at 68 to 72.50, high dressing at 75 to 77.50 and some low dressing lean cows at $55 to $66. Slaughter bulls under 1500 pounds average dressing at $97. Slaughter bulls over 1,500 pounds at 90, with some high-dressing bulls at 99.50. Feeder steers, medium large ones, four weights. Feeder steers range from 150 up to 167. Feeder heifers, medium large ones, four weights range from 138 to 145, with some five-weight heifers at 133 to 145. And the feeder bulls, medium large ones, four weights range from 136 up to 154. Five-weight feeder bulls at 128 to 138, and six-weight feeder bulls range from 121.50 up to 131. That completes our recap of the United Producers Auction at Shelbyville. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And right now we'll update the regional hog markets. We join University of Missouri livestock economist Dr. Ron Plain.
It wasn't a real exciting week in the hog markets. We're ending up with prices very close to a week earlier. Carcass prices for hogs delivered directly to the plants in the $80 levels. A big spread. Western Corn Belt as much as $4 a hundredweight higher than the Eastern Corn Belt. Terminal market prices on live weight basis in the upper 50s. Pork cutout value looks like it's going to gain 34 cents this week. A modest increase at around $85 per hundredweight, with loins and bellies leading the way on that. Futures market steady to a dollar higher, I think, is going to be the change from a week ago. Hog slaughter, very close to year-ago levels, a little bit short of 2.2 million, up 1 to 2% from the same week a year ago, based upon estimates. So far for December and January, hog slaughter's about even, which is well in line with what USDA's December hog inventory predicted, so no big surprises there. Weights, Iowa, Minnesota live weights for bears and goats last week, 275.1 pounds. That was down 0.4 of a pound from the same week a year ago.
And that was Dr. Ron Plain of the University of Missouri. Based on customer feedback and a formal survey of market participants, CME Group Incorporated has decided to reduce trading hours for its grain and oilseed futures and options contracts. This will reverse the decision made last year to extend electronic trading hours from 17 to 21 hours each day. According to a letter to CME customers, more specifics will be released in the coming weeks. The exchange is vetting alternatives because there are varying options on what the reduced hours should be. There is also an indication that the Chicago Mercantile Exchange Group supports a market pause during the release of USDA reports. The CME Group says it understands the frustration of many of its customers and is open to considering a market pause, allowing participants to evaluate the data if all exchanges and trading venues would do the same. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, March wheat is trading at 769.5, up 4.5. May wheat trading at 777 and three quarter, up 4.5. March corn now trading at 739, up 3. May corn trading at 740 and three quarter, up 3. March soybeans now trading at 1486 and three quarter, up 12.5. May beans trading at 1478 and three quarter. That is up 13.25. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on both WSMI and WSMI FM 106. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Bishop Motors of Staunton and Litchfield.